The reason I'm here today is because there is a matter pending, which is a request that I made for transportation for my son. My name is Livia Santos. I live in Holtzville. I have been living here for the past 7 years. I love our community. I'm not married. I live alone with my child, our dog, and our turtle. I am natively Brazilian. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. A lot of people here, even though I speak. In December 2014, I graduated from Stony Brook as a teacher, and in September 2015, I got my very first probationary position at William Floyd School District. And I partnered with the community library to teach at night as well. And on top of that, I'm doing my master's class at Stony Brook because, I'm continuing my education. My life has completely changed in the past year. A lot of the flowers I planted have bloomed, and I took on a lot of responsibilities, and I've accomplished a lot of things. I'm very blessed and hardworking, but and I also took the same responsibilities this year. I did that because I am blessed to have transportation through our community and through our district. However, I made a mistake. I got really busy, and I must have missed the letter that comes every year in the mail, and I missed the letter, and it skipped my mind to register him for a transportation that he has every year. And it was an honest mistake, and I guarantee it will never be repeated. But not having transportation for my son would mean only a few things. I could pull him out from Lower Hill, which ultimately would cost my job because I have not enough time to go to and from it. I could find alternative transportation, but as the head of my household, I cannot afford this right now. I could take him daily to school, but it would mean waking up unimaginable hours and having to pay extreme fees for before and after care, which at times they do not have. I understand that my mistake, although it was honest, has caused a lot of inconvenience, tribulation, and bureaucracy, and not approving my request I would not be able to fulfill my commitments. And for these reasons, I ask you sincerely to consider my request and approve it rather than deny it. And that's all.
Santos, just one comment I'd like to make. Just as you know, in the past, we've had these requests throughout the years. And it's been the policy of the board in the past to deny these requests because, actually, the money has not been budgeted for. We budget in May, and we have to know prior to that what the cost is going to be. So we haven't voted on it yet, but I just wanted you to know in the past we did. We have not approved these requests, okay?
And I have made steps to make sure that I'm not going to miss the registration time again by putting on my calendar, by knowing in advance what the times are, rather than just waiting for the letter in the mail.
I understand. Okay. So. Doug Duncan?
Good evening. Here tonight just to just give a public thank you. So it's Paul Manzo's last meeting. Paul's moving on. He's leaving us, and he's heading over to East Islip. I've known Paul since I was a junior in high school, way back when, in the school year 2003-2004. So I have known Paul a long time. Paul came to us in 2002. I was close with Paul as a student and throughout the years. And obviously here as a former board member, I was here when Paul got hired and has filled a variety of roles for us. But enough about the professional side. You know, we're losing a great administrator who does a lot for this district that a lot of people in the community have no idea all the hats that he wears. And to be honest with you, I don't think necessarily all the board members know how much Paul does for this district on a day-to-day basis. But on a personal level, you know, Paul's one of those guys who always had conversations with me and said, you know, you'd make a good soldier. You'd make a good officer in the military. Because as for those who don't know, Paul's a major in the U.S. Army Reserves. And throughout the years, Paul would make these little comments. And, you know, I would think about it and then I would quickly put it aside. Well, finally it stuck at one point. And For those who don't know, I'm in the Air National Guard, started out in the Army National Guard, and Paul Manzo was a big influence in that. Paul actually came with me to my first appointment with the recruiter. And I remember calling Paul before I left for basic training. To be honest with you, I was freaking out like everyone does, I think. And I remember Paul saying to me, "I know the people that don't make it, and you're not one of them. You're not a quitter." And I remember that. And those words helped push me through basic training, through some pretty tough times. And for those who don't, it was a big secret. But, you know, Paul actually took a day off from Sachem and flew down to Fort Benning, Georgia for my graduation. From basic training. And recently, well, actually about 2 weeks ago, I was selected for commissioning in the Air National Guard as a second lieutenant. And one of my first calls was to Paul. And one of the first things he said to me is, "Make sure you let me know what date you're graduating from officer school, because I want to be there." So that's the kind of guy that Paul is. And I just want to thank you, Paul, for being such a great friend to me and being such a great asset for this district. And Sachem's loss will most definitely be East Islip's gain. And I wish you nothing but the best.
Okay, Ken. All right, we're going to change it up a little bit. We usually have a superintendent's presentation at the end of the meeting. Dr. Graham wants to like to get it in the beginning of the meeting, so I'll hand it over to Dr. Graham for a superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Falco. We wanted to just take an opportunity to provide the community, the Board of Education, with a few updates on some items. The first is the bond, the capital bond proposition. There was a bond presentation at our July 27th Board of Education meeting, and I'm going to just ask Ms. O'Keefe to speak briefly about that proposition and where it stands today.
Sure. At our last meeting, obviously, we'd gone over the proposition in summary. In total, there were two different props totaling about $61 million. And a lot of questions came from that meeting, came from the community, came from board members. So Dr. Graham and I, being new to the process, we wanted to step back, take a look at each item that was in the bond that was actually created before we joined Sachem, and start from scratch and move forward with it. So we invited in our architects. They came in on August 9th. We spent a good portion of the day with them and also going through the two high schools, touring the athletic complexes, and going line by line through different sections of the proposed bond. And one of the things we decided to do, obviously, is we're going to take a look at the three schools that are closing, take a look at the items that were proposed, which were proposed before it was decided that those buildings would close. And then we also wanted to do it in priority order. So priority one items would be anything that was ADA compliance related, health and safety issues, equipment, technology upgrades, things of that nature. Priority two we set were items where possibly they could either be in the bond or not in the bond, but they were still important, or maybe we could move them to a future budget. And items that we listed as priority three were items primarily from the three buildings that we were closing, where it our recommendation would be probably to remove them from the bond altogether. So just quickly, without going through each of them, our initial priority one items come up to about $39.5 million for those ADA compliance type issues. The priority two items, which are removing things like asbestos floor tile abatements, ceiling tile replacements, some bathroom partitions, PA systems, things that we didn't sense were critical if we didn't want to move all the projects forward at one time. Those totaled about $7.1 million. And the items that we removed altogether at this time, which again, still are subject to discussion, were about $1,040,000. And those were all the items at gate lot, like we had curb replacements, some additional site work, gym partitions, new stage lighting. Sequoia had a new PA system. Tecumseh had bathroom renovations, a new vestibule, again a PA system, and some stage lighting. So those items, obviously, we want to continue to explore. Another thing I want to look at was the equipment that was in Proposition 1, which is about $6 million. Some questions were raised about the particular pieces of equipment. Obviously, also, the way the bond was originally constructed, they were being budgeted over a 20-year payback. Many of those equipment items may not last 20 years, their useful life. So I've invited in Capital Market Advisors, our financial firm. They'll be with us tomorrow, meeting with Dr. Graham and I. They're going to discuss the bond project, different financing strategies items like this, for the most part, I would look at in five-year borrowing cycles, especially since some of the items, the way the bond was set up, were coming in cycles anyway, like the buses were over a 5 or 6 year period, the security vehicles were over a 5 year period. So I wouldn't see borrowing all this money and then doling it out in small portions and then paying it back over 20 years when those items would not necessarily last that long. So we'll have more information on that next time we meet.
Thank you, Mr. O'Keefe. So we wanted to just give everybody, the Board of Education, the community, an update on where we are with that process, and that's something that we'll continue to share more information as we have that and as we meet with the various architects and finance firms. There currently on our website is a bond FAQ section now. I put out a little video about our bond proposition and how we're proceeding with that. And again, we'll continue to update that moving forward. The second part of the brief update that we wanted to provide was there have been some questions and concerns regarding our elementary schools, given that we had closed two of our elementary buildings. And I asked Ms. Schmittan to just give us an update on where we are with our elementary schools, sectioning some of the issues and concerns that people have had.
Thank you. So as always, at this time of the year, we are very closely monitoring the enrollment with both central registration and the building principals to ensure that we are maintaining the Board of Education targets that you've established. I can safely say at this point we are within those targets and we are within budget, so that's a good thing as of right this minute. And so Dr. Graham asked that I address some of the concerns that people have brought up regarding larger buildings. And so just to let everybody know that I know there was some concern about where the special education classrooms were being placed and why were they being housed in specific buildings, but Mrs. Tuttle and I worked very closely together to ensure that when we placed the special education classrooms, that not only were they in a place where there was space, but also that was in a close proximity to where their home attendance zone is. We're not going to put a special education student on a bus from a very long bus ride if we were able to house them in a school that was much closer. So just for instance, some of the special education classrooms that were in Tecumseh were moved over to Chippewa. And so I provided you with the chart just as I have in the packet, and I will continue to show you that where those sections are so you can see what the total enrollment is, including the including the general ed and the special education sections as well. All of those things, as always, are monitored to ensure that we can fit. So some of the questions people started to ask were about allocations for supplies and some materials. As far as supplies and materials from the closed buildings, we have reallocated all of those materials to other buildings, art supplies, PE supplies, paper supplies. As a matter of fact, some of the buildings almost have double of some of that just because of the amount they had from the previous building that was closed. And also all of the copy machines that were in the closed buildings have also been reallocated to the larger buildings to help with that also increased flow from teachers and administrators. Technology equipment has also been redesignated for any room that would be a classroom or special education classroom. Once we do with our priority of our classrooms, then Jack Renda's office will work to reassign the ones that are what we would call non-priority, so reading, math, remedial math, etc. But all classrooms, they're working on that right now, I know, with facilities. Also, as far as staffing, everything that we do with staffing is really about the needs of what the children are in that building. So remedial math, remedial reading, special education teachers, speech department, even phys ed has all been allocated based on the number of students that are in need of those services. So we would staff that appropriately. There was some concern about lunch periods and how we were going to handle the increased flow. So two things we're working on. We've already worked with our new food service coordinator to assign more food service workers in certain buildings, increased hourly workers where they might have been a four, but now they're a six. And I have that detailed for you. I could send you that information from our food service as well. Also, some of the larger buildings that are more than 580, we are working to provide a hallway monitor to watch the flow of children using the restrooms during lunch periods, just because the gang bathrooms are not necessarily in the same proximity. We worked out initial figures. It'll be about $4,500 for those three buildings, so it's a very minimal cost to ensure the safety and the flow of traffic for students using the restrooms, not just using the nurse's office, which is what they currently would use now in some of those buildings. The other thing that we worked on together was examining the co-curricular funding at the elementary level, and any building that was over of enrollment of 580 students, we are allocating an additional club for them as well, and we will work to adjust their budget lines accordingly to make sure that we do not reduce opportunities for those students as far as co-curricular in the larger buildings. So that's really where we are as far as the larger buildings, and obviously, as we get into the school year and we open, we'll continue to work with the principals and make sure that we've addressed any of the concerns that either the parents or the teachers or the principals have. But I think so far the principals have been very proactive in anticipating what may be needed in these buildings.
Thank you, Ms. Schmittan. We also just want to remind everyone that the bus stops have been released and they're on the parent portal now. So all of the new bus stops, K through 12, those are on the parent portal.
Jessica, I have what was in the packet as far as the enrollment numbers. Mm-hmm. Have they changed at all?
I had two changes.
Can you just give me some, because mine is cut off on the end.
Oh, sure.
With the special ed students. Can you just give us a total with all the students, the gen ed and the, all right, so Ken has it on his.
Okay.
Mine's all cut off. Just give us the enrollment now in each school total.
Sure. So at Cayuga, it's 559. At Chippewa, it's 602. At Grundy, it's 544. At Hiawatha, it's 609. Linwood, it's 634. Merrimack was 460. Nokomis was 522. Tamarack was 478. Waverly was 589. And Winona was 553. And then I just want to also make a note that Merrimack does still have those two BOCES classrooms where they're renting space from us as well.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Rob.
Just the only concern I have is I know in our packet you had said that you want to close the sections by August 26th. And in years past, August 28th, August 30th comes along and all of a sudden three kids move in and now we're over a board target for a particular section. My only concern is I'm looking at Linwood's numbers in second grade and it seems that our target number is 27 and it's at 27. So will we be doing any to be determined, you know, and kind of holding that out a little bit longer to see if there's any, you know, more enrollment in that section so we don't get into a problem with piercing our own target numbers?
We will work to look at it, and we could always have a conversation if it goes beyond that. Friday we were thinking is the last day because Tuesday teacher names are released on the portal. So if you were looking to reduce or add sections after that point, you would have to call individual parents and potentially switch their classroom teacher after that. So that was the concern about going beyond that. And then the classroom teachers are reporting on Thursday the 1st. So yes, I know it was previously Labor Day, but it's still being the fact that Labor Day is a little bit later and the teachers are coming in before that. We felt that that Friday would give us enough time. And as always, if we felt like something was extenuating where we got five or six children, mm-hmm. that we would absolutely communicate that with the board and make a recommendation.
Okay. One more. Okay. Jessica, in the past when we went over the board guidelines, we put a TA in the classroom. Were we still doing that?
Last year we did not do that. Over the course of the year, we made a commitment out in the beginning of the year that we weren't going to do that. I think the difficult part is that the board in the past has added a TA based on one student going over the cap, and then perhaps sometime in the year another student leaves, and now you're back under the cap, and now you have a TA for the entire year, even though the class has reduced in size. So that would be under the board's discretion whether or not they wanted to return to that practice of a few years ago or not.
So you're going to keep a close eye on Linwood or anything else that goes over the board guidelines and
absolutely.
Then let us know.
Yes, I had a principal call me and say I'm one away. You know, I'm
right.
one student away from enrollment. What we've done is established watch lists downstairs with central registration to say if a student walks in the door from Linwood second grade, please let us know immediately so that we're able to work as quickly as we can to break that section and do what we need to do within e-school and the classrooms to make accommodations.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Dr. Graham?
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. At this point, we have a first item is a consent agenda, 3A1 and 3A2. I'd like someone to make a motion or make a motion to split that and make those separate motions, please. Can I get them? Laura, second. Rob, all in favor? Opposed? Okay, so I'm going to do one at a time. We're on 3A1, bid award agenda 1. Motion, please. Rob, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Second one, agenda, bid award agenda number 2. Motion, please. Laura, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'll abstain. Okay. Okay. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 4A1 through 4D8. Motion, please. I'm sorry. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Falco,
yes.
If you don't mind, within that section that we just took together, 4C1 is the resignation of Mr. Manzo, and I personally wanted to thank Mr. Manzo in our brief time working together. He certainly has been a tremendous asset and resource to the district, and I know that you will be sorely missed here. And good luck to you in East Islip.
Well, Paul, we didn't approve that, so you may have to stay. Again, on behalf of the board, Paul, I've told you enough. We're sure we've all told you. We're going to miss you. And anytime you need any of us for anything, please call. And thank you for your service. Okay. That was 4D8, correct? All right. We're up to page 11. Yes. Action items, mini contracts agenda, action items 511 through 514. Motion, please. Laura, second. Mike, any questions? Sorry, Dorothy, go ahead.
Mr. O'Keefe, you might not know all the answers on this, sure. But just two questions. On 513, the approval of the extension to the agreement, was that an increase in cost? Was that the same, or do you know what percentage increase that was? Okay. And then on 514, so we're approving something that already commenced on July 1st. Okay, so typically it comes to us first to approve before that, so I guess this is something we have to address in the future.
I don't know what the process was in that document reached you before reaching the agenda.
Okay.
We can check. We'll check on the ASAP agendas as well. I know there were some issues with classification and then finding programs for students after the July 1 date of summer programs, so we'll have to check that. And we can... If you'd like, we can table it at this point and then put it back on the next agenda.
Okay, Dorothy. Anybody else?
Do you want to table it? I mean, I'm fine leaving it on.
I'll leave it on at this point. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, I'm looking here, Ken. It's 515 is next, approval. Approval of the 2016 extended school year. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 516, approval of payment to Cindy Pentheos. Motion, please. Vic, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Very quiet. All right. I can't hear the approvals. 517, approval of adoption of religious holidays for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Vic, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Question for Dorothy.
Yes. You missed me, Tony, didn't you?
I'm go ahead.
517. Ken, I don't know if you would know the answer or Mr. O'Keefe. As far as I saw the list of the holidays that were in the packet, so is it different than it was last year, or were we just adding other holidays in? Ken, do you know?
Different than last year. I didn't review last year's list, so I don't know.
Okay. I saw the entire list that was in the packet.
Yeah.
It was a lot of holidays in there.
It is. I don't know how they differ from last year, though, Ms. Roberts. I'm sorry.
I guess the question would be, are we giving any other days off?
No.
That we did not do
no,
last year.
No, this is
year.
Not
it's just adding
the days
in an
off
observance
of, that's right.
of that holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
my
you.
My understanding from reading it is that we're not going to be penalized from
but
the
But we'll
state.
Get some...
We'll, yeah, is that correct, Dan? We're going to
we'll get some aid back on it.
For the students... If a bunch leave for that holiday, whatever it is. We're not going to be penalized for that.
If we have it on the calendar.
Right. It's the daily attendance for students and state aid.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 518, resolution authorization, APPR certification form. Motion, please. Rob, second. It's Laura. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 519, physician assignment. Motion, please. Bill, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5110, approval of stipulation of agreement, non-instructional employee. Motion, please.
Motion.
Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of sick day donation to member of the SCTA. Motion, please. Mike, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5112, appointment of leave replacement administrator for federal funds. Motion, please. Bill, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5113, approval of SCTA side letter agreement. Motion, please. Laura,
She's here.
Bill, any questions? Go ahead. Dorothy, you have a question?
Sorry, Mr. Falco. Ms. Trina Delph is actually here in the audience, so I just wondered if she could raise her hand and introduce herself to you.
Hello.
She's filling in for Ms. McIntosh.
Nice to have you back. Okay. Bring in a lot of that money. That's okay. I'm sorry. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're up to 5114, correct? Appointment of leave replacement assistant coordinator for special education. Motion, please. Laura, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5115, approval of coaching assignments for the 16-17 school year. Vic, second. Mike, any questions? Go ahead, Laura.
I noticed a lot of these are outside of district. So is that normally because people within district haven't applied and then we go out, right?
Yes, we go follow the SCTA procedures, and then we canvass out of district.
Okay, it just seemed like a lot outside of district than what normally is.
We've had a fair amount of movement.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I'm hearing, Laura, there's a lot. They're not applying for the coaching jobs like they used to. It's just not happening, either time or whatever it is. But you couldn't get people not to apply for coaches years
ago.
That's
what I mean. It was very unusual, so
yeah. But they go through the same process as everyone else, the outside district employees?
They sure do. They go through the screenings for any pre-employment.
Right.
And we need to make sure that we have a superintendent's statement in under the New York State Department of Education.
Okay.
So the job is posted, then if nobody in district applies, then you go outside and just interview or?
After the posting closes, if we don't have anyone internal, then the athletic office, the administrators, and the director of physical education, health, and athletics handle all the interview processes and move them forward to personnel for clearance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Appointment of department chairpersons. Motion, please. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. I'm sorry. Not yet. That's next, Paul. Is there anything on that you want to? Okay. Appointment of individual nurses for the 16-17 school year. Motion, please. Rick. Vic. Second. Rob. Any questions? No questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of translator interpreters for the 16-17 school year. Vic, second, please. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5119, denial of late transportation request for private and parochial schools. I need a motion, please. Laura, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, that's a denial. Second is 5120, denial of late transportation request for private and parochial schools. Motion, please. Vic, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is carried. That is a denial. 5121, approval of transfer of agreement and assignment to Bissett Nursery Corporation. Motion, please. Vic, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5122, donation, Sachem North Extra Classroom Activity Fund. Motion, please. Vic, second. Bill, any questions? Laura, I'm sorry. Dorothy?
Mr. O'Keefe, I don't know if you're familiar with the background on this one. As far as...
I just know that it was something that last year that those two particular clubs would not have run had the students not made the donations for the advisors.
The donations were made from the Father's Club, Dorothy, and they were supposed to have been transferred to the general fund throughout the year. For whatever reason, the transfer never occurred.
Didn't happen last year.
And it finally came through.
So this is what's happening now with that?
Yes, after the fact, yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5123, donation, Linwood Avenue PTA. Motion, please. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5124, donation, Linwood Avenue PTA. It's the same.
You want us to just explain that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, please.
So the first, 5124, is there were initially funds don't I'm sorry 23 there were initially funds donated for a new sign at Linwood. We shouldn't be following the practice of accepting the money for the donation. We should be taking the goods. So the first is rescinding the money. We return the money to the group, and the second is they donated the sign to the school.
Okay.
So moving forward, is that the
Mr. O'Keefe's been working with all the building principals, so I know there are a lot of buildings who are interested in pursuing signs like this. So we've asked them to follow this particular practice, not only with a sign, but with all donations.
Okay. It's the, 5124. All in favor? No, I didn't.
Motion.
Okay. Motion, Rob, second. Mike, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5124-5, donation, SYAG. Motion, please. Rob, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of budget transfer, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Bill, second. Dorothy, any questions? Go ahead, Dorothy.
Mr. O'Keefe. Okay. So I went through the packet and I saw some of the explanation for them. The 1.7 to balance all the negative budget codes, I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing, in some of the codes, there were some overtime codes in there. I think it was custodial. So are we keeping an eye on all the overtime numbers?
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, those should have been addressed throughout the year as they occurred,
mm-hmm.
not in a lump transfer at the end of the year. So obviously that's something I've already spoken to facilities about, to set up procedures to make sure that somebody's monitoring those
lines.
That's
what I'm going to ask you, as far as if the supervisors are aware, as far as overtime, not to be signing off on overtime, or what the culture is in certain departments as far as overtime.
There seems to be a number of moving parts, you know, throughout the district, depending upon what the usage is for, whether it's overtime for facilities usage, overtime for, you know, a group cutting the lawn over at Waverly, whatever the case is. I just want to make sure that everything's going through the facilities department so that Ed Miller is the one approving the overtime before it occurs.
Right. And there are instances where it's, well, most, hopefully all of them are justified, but there are instances where you do need overtime in certain departments.
Certainly.
But just as long as we're keeping an eye on that, that's all.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, recommendation for the Committee on Special Education. That was two. Recommendation of committee. Okay, and, we get approval for that? Motion, please. Rob, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, monthly reports, damage and loss. Summary, termination of Committee on Special Preschool. Updates from the board. I don't think anyone's here. Safe and secure goals. Okay. Any further discussion, Dr. Graham? No? Okay. Go ahead.
You know, I just wanted to follow up on that overtime conversation briefly. There were a couple of instances in our facilities that I wanted to thank our maintenance and our facilities staff for addressing We had some issue at Sagamore, Seneca, and this weekend at Gate Lot. And by having some of our people in-house do the work, while they're working some overtime on a weekend, let's say, they have been able to save the district a tremendous amount of money through conducting those repairs. So heads up, kudos to Mr. O'Keefe and to that staff. And, you know, that's a part of our reviewing all of the overtime practices within the district.
Okay. I just have a follow-up question on that. When I read through the packet, it said that the work was done at Sagamore, but it might also be needed at Seneca.
I don't know if you recall, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had a similar failure at Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
Seneca is one of the items listed in the bond. So either it's going to be done in the bond, or if there's a major failure before then, we may need to do an emergency repair again like we did at Sagamore.
And then we would have to find the money for that.
Exactly.
Okay. But we would look to do the same thing as far as doing it in-house?
Sure.
Instead of sending it out? I think, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but did we save something like, was it
over
around
120,000?
Yeah, which is huge. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. We have no visitors for the second portion. Okay. Future agenda items? I'd like to ask Dr. Graham, do we have a planned discussion date for the bond at all coming up, or do you foresee that coming?
One of the things I was working on is calendaring a series of presentations for the fall, including the bond. Another one is a summary or an analysis of the 15-16 academic performance data for the district. So what I'd like to do is just finalize a calendar with the cabinet and share that with the Board of Education. And, yes, in short, the answer is we will have a presentation on the bond.
Good. Okay. Any other?
One more.
Go ahead, Bill.
Several people mentioned last year bringing up again a testing days policy to alleviate some of the stresses that our students are experiencing. I know it was brought up by a few board members, myself included. I think we need to address that, and we need to get that done. There's no sense in dragging our feet on that.
Okay, we'll get that. Okay, Dr. Graham? Okay. Any others? Go ahead.
I asked for an update on the presentation on the disciplinary policy for students. I don't know if it fell off the list. Or
discipline policy?
To review the student discipline policy, to look at maybe going towards a zero tolerance policy. To set a tone, you know, in the schools that, you know, if you mess up, there's consequences, you know, and there's no way around it. I know, just a review of the point system. I know we have a point system. I'd like to review that to make sure that it is being implemented and we are following through with it.
Okay.
I think that any review of our discipline practices, code of conduct is worthwhile. It's something that our district administration is taking on right now in light of we were cited by the State Education Department for the disproportionate suspensions of African Americans in special education. And so that was a full day of work that our instructional leadership team embarked on yesterday as part of almost a year-long process that will probably germinate into a multi-year process of looking at our practices with regard to discipline. So it is something that I think we will have to pay attention to, but it's not, I don't think it could be something that's done in isolation. For us to review our code of conduct and discipline practices is going to need to have, I think, community involvement, teacher involvement, administrator involvement, and so it's something that I think it's worthwhile. I think we need to start the conversation now. But for us to make real changes, it's going to take a little while because we have to involve a lot of people in that.
Okay. Okay, anything else? Dorothy?
Mr. O'Keefe, also in the packet was the TAN.
Yes.
So in the TAN, it looks like that we're borrowing $66 million, and last year we borrowed the $78
million. That is correct.
Okay, what difference of around $12,000? So what?
$12
million. $12 million, I'm sorry. What was the the reason for that, as far, I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, what happens as you get towards the borrowing cycle, which always starts at this time of the year,
mm-hmm.
In-house we do a complete cash flow analysis, then we send to our advisors, they review the analysis. Based on our financial position where we project to end this year.
So we're a little bit better than where we were last year.
We're in a better position than we were last year, yes.
Right. And, of course, when you do this, it's all shopped as far as the percentages and the banks.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. And I see that the rates were very good, obviously.
A little higher than last year, but the rates in general rose this year.
So it looks about a net interest of about $482,000.
Right, but 0.86% on $66 million.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anything else? Okay, we're going to go into executive session for personnel items. We will not be coming out to vote on anything. I need a motion, please. Rob, second. Dorothy, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice rest of the summer.